This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Like summertime to me.
I like that. That's good, James.
James Collins is at the Controls in Our studio in Dallas. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. I have noticed, and I'm one of those people, I think you are too. We're observers. We take notes sort of mentally, sometimes physically. I have papers all over my pickup truck.
I read a note.
Something I've seen, something I've heard, something I want to use on the air, something I want to talk to one of my employees about, you know, that kind of stuff. Do you keep a notebook or a journal to write things down when you're
on my phone? But I do it on my phone, yes. I have voice recorded notes, or I'll pull up the little like notepad app thingy. But I used to use Post-it notes a lot, but I would lose the Post-it notes. So then it kind of defeated the purpose. I had to write post-it notes to remember where my post-it notes were. So now since I have my phone on me at all times, but I do. I will find myself constantly doing notes or emailing something to myself just so I don't forget.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's something I can hear that making the podcast. Matter of fact, the download, the Good Day download. Jay forgets the things that she uses to keep her from forgetting.
I also set a lot of alarms. And you know how on your phone you can set an alarm, but you can also title the alarm. Mm-hmm. So I title the alarm what it is for, so I remember, because I also, fun fact, have no concept of time.
Well, listen, we all have those things. And so those are some of the choice moments that we share. That's what this is all about. This program is about sharing and caring. And so, matter of fact, that was one of the moments that I liked. One of our latest podcasts has a focus on these six siblings that got to stay together. We have that story in the most recent podcast, the download that you get at gooddayshow.com. What a great story about all saying got adopted by a couple. And they stay together. That's what's, you know, it's neat. Now, we also on a recent podcast talk about Quincy Jones and what went on with him and the driver for the ball club that was drunk. Imagine that, huh? The guy certainly lost his job. We have our summer solstice focus in the podcast with astrologer Maria Trilogy. That's worth the mention and worth the time. Is just as good because you focus on what's what. Milk and the food farm family thing that we focus on all the time here. There is, because it's Dairy Month, a continuing focus. So we have all the stuff that we've prepared for you that can help you through the day. Not only listening to the program, gooddayshow.com, you can listen to the program all day long, every single day. The download is there as well. You get that wherever you get your podcasts. Our Food Farm Family link, foodfarmfamily.com, aim to help you out when it comes to knowing what the right foods are, where to get them, how to enjoy good things. The American Family Farmer Show, which is an hour that's heard on a lot of these stations that carry the Good Day program. Now, more and more people interested as we are back in a place in our country where the food supply is questionable. Every day on our Food Farm and Family segment, we have recalls, which always focus on processed foods. And so there's a warning in that. There's a lesson in that.
We could almost play a game, though, of guess the reason for the recall. Is it some kind of foodborne illness?
Yeah.
Is it mislabeling? Is it an undeclared allergy? Mm-hmm. Is it some kind of plastic or the machinery found its way into the products?
I'm reminded also on the podcast for yesterday, the day before the download, we were talking about Joe Biden. And the sayonara sign off that he did in a speech. James, you still have that video, that audio? there. There's something I just want to, every once in a while, just for fun, I just want to hear this because it's such a non sequitur. I've been accused over the years of having, I just say stuff. And why do I say it? I don't know, it just comes out. And so, you know, there is that moment that we all have. I'm not a foe of Joe Biden's like a lot of people are. I just don't think he's a good president. And I'm not sure that I like the atmosphere in which he now lives with his son and all that controversy. I think he's being disingenuous. But the other day, this just stands by itself. All right, here he is at the end of his speech the other day.
And it's the least consequential part of this whole meeting for you, I promise. All right? God save the Queen, man.
God? Yeah. Okay. See you later, Joe. God save the Queen. I just assumed God save Jay. Right.
Well, and what was it? Was he making a joke? Because when he said "God save the Queen," man, he was directing that towards somebody specifically. Did they say something, and he was kind of just like rolling with it?
Who knows?
Or?
Yeah, so it was just like from no place, just nowhere, out of nowhere. What is it they say? Out of the mouths of babes. Okay, so now that we're talking so much about this. This the wreckage of the Titanic and what's going on with this submersible. People have gone, as you can imagine, to James Cameron, who has a lot to say about diving because he used this device or one that was similar to it to get the video. Because in the movie, you see the actual footage of the Titanic, of the wreck off the coast of Nova Scotia. You remember that, right? You saw that movie, Jay. You saw,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? The actual wreckage makes its way into the movie. So Cameron is, because he's such a successful director, he loves deep sea exploration and wants to do more movies about that sort of thing. And Avatar, certainly, you know, that's connected to the deep, right? Those movies and Titanic without question. So he hasn't really been publicly commenting on the search for the Ocean Gate submarine. Again, what the story is here. But he has used this thing 33 times to go down to the wreckage. So what does that mean? Does it mean it's safe? He did an interview in Playboy. And when the film came out, right around the time the film came out, he said that he didn't love it. He didn't like going down, but he had to go down to see the shipwreck, to get the feel for it. He says it wasn't because I wanted to do it, but it was. And then he said he was more motivated to make the movie after he went down and saw the Titanic, which is described by many as the Mount Everest of shipwrecks. So he said, I wanted to do it right. I needed to go down there. There were some other people who have dived, gone down to the Titanic. There's an IMAX movie about the Titanic. I remember seeing that, too. So he went down. The first time he went down, it was like Nirvana, and he just wanted to keep going down, so he did. So if he's been down 33 times and it worked out okay, and I'm not sure that he used this exact machine. I'm not sure what he used. It's not clear what he used. But just think about the number of people who have gone down. And I understand the romance of wanting to go down and see the thing, for sure.
How big it absolutely was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right. Yep. All right. So that's the update on that, at least at the moment. Update on the weather and the heat in Texas. For those of you who are down in Texas, we have a half a dozen stations across the state carry this program. I don't need to tell you, and maybe you can tell us. Maybe this is something you post on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and Twitter, Good Day On Air, what it's like to go through the heat. This is this year's first shot at huge problems because of the heat, including voluntary cutbacks on electricity because of the record demand. Once again, here we go, the inaccessibility when you need it the most to have the power you need to keep you cool and healthy, especially in places where there are people infirmed because of age or whatever their health problems are. The southern U.S. in triple-digit temperatures as we start summertime. The heat feels like, instead of being the first of summer, it's like being the middle or the end of July, first of August. That's when it's always the hottest, unless you're in California. Usually September, the hottest month in California.
And it feels even hotter just because it was so unseasonably cold.
Cool before.
Too.
Yes, mm-hmm. Right, exactly. The shift has changed dramatically. So anyway, high temperatures, upper 90s, lower 100s, and the thing that I would resent, and I think that you should resent, you're paying for electricity, you're paying for reliability, you're paying for a service that they can't provide. What in the name of God is going to happen when you get all of these electric cars that these people are trying to get you to buy, and they're in the public, they're on the grid, and you're charging them, and they suck up. They don't. There are a few trickle chargers you can use with electric cars, but for the most part, they suck that juice
that
into the
so
car.
That was so aggressive. I was not prepared for that.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. Suck up that electricity. The Electric Reliability Council, are you surprised that there is one of those? The Electric Reliability Council of Texas, which takes, they say, pride in helping the 30 million residents of Texas to cut their energy consumption, is concerned as well. The areas where there is a huge San Antonio and Austin, places in the western part of Texas where there's a huge increase in the population in those areas, that's where the power is being used more than anything else. So what's Governor Abbott doing about it? Apparently nothing. That's good leadership, right? Is he doing, I wonder if some of the others, like Arkansas Governor Sarah Sanders, has declared a state of emergency. What are they doing to fix the problem? That's the question I would have. All right, good question, right? 18 after the hour.
Here's Laura Reynolds.
Instead of a rubber tree, Bridgestone is looking at a shrub with similar properties to use in its tires. I get that it's more sustainable, but how practical is it to use in tires? I asked Bridgestone's Will Robbins, and here's what he said.
The first practical application of Wiley actually for us was in our IndyCar race tires. And for us, it was a great way to show that, hey, this can work in IndyCar. It can work anywhere. So there's no specific Wiley usage in the Transit EV because we're still working on scaling the capability. And right now we're trying to set that aside for things like IndyCar where we can make a huge, exciting like marketing splash out there about how versatile this source of natural rubber can be. But in the future, that's definitely on the table for looking at sources of natural rubber. So we're still super early days with Wiley, but I think we've got a lot of experts that are working on it, and really exciting to see where it goes.
With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Okay, Rick, you ready?
Yeah, hey, how about we use the theme song from Friends? You know, I'll be...
Okay, I do.
How about Lean on Me? That's what Friends are for? Fine, I'll just read this. Go to CarPro.com to meet your CarPro friend today. They'll prove to you that car buying doesn't have to suck. Wait, can we say that?
Absolutely.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free.
CarPro.com.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. And it's also a vital service that provides important emergency information when your community needs it most. Tell Congress you need AM Radio to stay in your car. Because when cell phones and the internet are down, this free emergency service is critical. And when you don't have electricity, radio in the car is often your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM Radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Right? Am I too silly on this front
day? No, fantastic.
All right, yeah. Crank it up there a little bit, will you, James? Guitar. Great riffs. All right. Bunga, 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 bunga.
Beach Boys are the epitome of summer.
Yeah, they sure are. All right, 23 and change after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good day to you. Are we still checking on there's a the business about Trump? Who's the bigger crook? Isn't it awful? And social media is so full of all of this stuff. You've posted some things from our friends who are, you know, following both Trump and Biden and what's going on. I noticed there was somebody said that Trump fundraising is off the charts. What? I will be surprised, and I know that people don't want to hear this. Something's going to happen. Am I sitting with my fingers crossed, my legs crossed, and everything crossed, which is hopeful that something happens to, I don't want to use the term keep Trump from being president, but finding somebody who's better. All of the best. How's this? Imagine in your mind, because your mind is such a powerful tool, the very best of Donald Trump. All right? Think about the things about Trump that are the absolute best things, the things you love about him that are good and productive and positive and helpful. And then, okay, put that same test to Joe Biden. All right? And then put that same test to DeSantis. And put the same test to any and all of this. By the way, the DeSantis thing, you talk about laying an egg. And I probably, in this circumstance, because we're talking about social media, I don't, the stuff that I've read, the comments that I'm reading about him on social media, not ours, but just general the social media, sort of reflect the same sort of what I'm saying about him. He's like a one-trick pony. Anyway, so let's see here. I'm looking for some of the other...
Donald Trump is the only Trump one that's an actual businessman, not a politician.
Truly. Yeah, right, exactly. The rest of them all have never had a job except running for public office, right? That was my beef about Obama. He was just a community organizer, and I don't say just like that's to be discarded. It's an important thing to do, but what experience do you have in life? You know, it's great to help people. I think that's what we're all here to do. But the only thing you do, it becomes distracting. There got to be other things that you do. So put all the qualities together. You know what else? Here's something that you can reflect on using our social media. Think about your mother and your father and what their best traits are. Or think about your sister or your brother and their best traits. Or your boss or a coworker. Right? Come up with all of the best traits of all the people that you know, like, and love. And put them all in a basket. And can't we put that energy out there so as to find somebody who's really a great... We need an inspirational leader. I think to a point Barack Obama was a little of that. He's like a preacher. In a sense, Jimmy Carter was. See, there are those bits and pieces of, you know, I find no saving, not many saving graces for George Bush, the son. The old man I liked, for the most part. I thought Ronald Reagan, you know, he wasn't the most intellectually stimulating guy, but he also was someone who, when he set out on a course, he followed it. And he was a way, he and Bill Clinton both made us feel good about being Americans. I want to feel good, right? Don't you want to feel good about our country? And you don't with these guys. So anyway, I got off on a toot here, but let's come up with an accurate list of suggestions of what, who, not a name, but just what makes a great president. 28 after the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden will plead guilty to tax charges and a gun charge as part of a plea deal with federal authorities. The agreement entails pleading guilty to two misdemeanor tax charges related to unpaid taxes amounting to about $1 million from several years ago. The search for a missing sub used in Titanic exploration continues with no breakthroughs reported by the U.S. Coast Guard. Here's Captain Jamie Frederick.
Our crews are working around the clock to ensure that we are doing everything possible to locate the Titan and the five crew members.
The sub is believed to have less than 36 hours of oxygen left. A recent poll by Monmouth University reveals that a majority of respondents, regardless of party affiliation, believe their fundamental rights and freedoms are at risk. The survey shows that 55% of participants express significant concern about their rights being threatened, including over half of Democrats, half of independents, and nearly two-thirds of Republicans. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
You can call from so many devices nowadays, so there's no excuse. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
Texas, hot, hot, hot. Bunga, bunga. All right. Celebrate the summertime with us. Spend the next 3 months here. Why not, right?
And then some. Stick around.
And then some. Just stick around. We're here for you. We're calling to you. We're calling from heaven. Hello. Down there on earth is a present buzz of joy at the beginning of summertime. And so we have a lot of people that follow this program. Thank heavens. Nice to have the comments. If you're worried about getting a sunburn, then don't worry about it. Do something about it. Put something on your body so you don't have to worry about it. Right? How's that for a point? Score 1 for Doug.
Yay! Hooray for SPF.
Yeah, right. What do we do without that? I don't use it. By the way, I never
have.
You
don't at all?
Nope, never have.
Do you go get your annual skin cancer checks?
I do. I had one a couple months ago. Yep, that's fine. The thing about being as active as I am on the farm and what dangers there are, I have a bloodshot eye this morning because last night I was out till dark mowing hay. The weather's been so bad. I just went out and I spent 4.5 hours yesterday at the end of the day mowing 3 or 4 fields so that we could get them in the next day or two before we have more rain again. So as I travel around, a lot of the fields that I use are, you know, we have in New England, especially in an area where I am, like, excuse me, a lot of them, big fields. The largest field I think I have is 35 acres, but most of them are 4 or 5 acres, 6 acres, and they're surrounded by trees, excuse me, forest, that sort of thing. So when I'm mowing close to the woods, sometimes I have canopies over the tractors so that it protects you from the sun, it protects you from trees and things, brush that's around. But sometimes you can't miss them all. And last night I couldn't really see because it was almost dark. It was 9 o'clock, and I'm out there. I got whacked in the head by a tree limb, and it went into my eye. And so I'm having on the right side, I'm sure I've had it before, but
I'm glad
my eyes
are bloodshot. That wasn't the worst situation.
Well, it just, there are those, sometimes I've worn goggles because that protects you, but I don't know. I don't like the feeling of being covered. It's probably silly. It is silly. Never mind. Probably silly. It is silly. But I don't worry about it. I just, try to respect the tree. Stay out of the way. I'm a tree fan. I like the trees. So we'll enjoy.
You hug the tree?
I hug the tree, yes. The good news for those of you who are planning to sell your home, or for those of us who are in the business of building homes, when we sell the homes, are we going to get what we need to get? And the answer is yes. The prices for homes last month showed the strongest push in price for almost a year. So this is the indication. A lot of people in my business, the radio business, the cowards that are advertisers that run away, they're beginning to come back again because they see that there's some strength there. I was with a banker yesterday for lunch, and we were talking about the recession. And he said, it depends. There are some banks that don't have any money to lend. That's been the most dramatic thing that I've found. We had a bank, most of you know that I've gone into the development business, and I'm doing what's called an agrihood in my neighborhood with the land and the farm, building a housing development around a working farm. And we have 63 units in this development. So we had a commitment from a bank for a construction loan, and then it evaporated because they don't have any money anymore to loan because they aren't getting deposits. That's what goes on in services. And the government, the stranglehold that the government regulators have on these banks now, whether they're, well, the big ones, they don't, because the big banks laugh at the government. But the smaller ones, who are constantly being visited by state regulators and federal regulators, and you can't do this loan, you can't do that, why, blah, blah, blah. So they get gun-shy. And so the bank that made the commitment to us for our construction loan just said, oh, sorry, we don't have the money. So now I got to go find it someplace else. And I think I have. But still, it's distressing to see that kind of a push-pull in the money markets. So anyway, last night I decided to spend a little bit of time looking around at the prices that people are getting in my neck of the woods, but just generally speaking. So I looked at the Morgan Stanley housing projections. Morgan Stanley, one of the big banks, big national banks, and they are saying pretty universally that they don't think home prices will start will be falling anymore. For the rest of the year, they expect home prices to be flat between now and December, not going down since the beginning of the year, and actually late last year.
Housing finally leveling out.
Yeah, right. It's a good time for you to buy, Jay. I'm
yeah.
sure
well,
you have been looking
around.
Well,
the end of summer is always kind of more of a buyer's market, where the spring, late April, early May, is more of a seller's market. Just
right.
And that's just regardless of the economy and what's going on in the market.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one of those year after year. Those are the times.
Yeah, the reality of the time. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, to bottom line this, the indexes show the first gains were last month up about 0.4% from the previous month. And that's not huge, but at the same time, remember we were talking about inflation rate going down to 4%, not 0.4%, but down to 4%, which is twice what the Fed wants it to be, but still half of what it was a year ago or even earlier this year. So 7 straight months of decline will suggest that we are back into positive territory. So if it starts with last month and goes to the end of the year, that's 7 months. I don't know how they come up with that number, but that's what I'm just looking at what the National Home Price Index suggests. They've gone into 20 different cities around the country to come up with this composite info. So there you have it. Good news for those of you who are just in the housing business. All right, some people in the news, Jay. Story of Sam Bankman-Fried. You remember him, right? Speaking of banks,
cool.
This guy, the feds said they would drop some of the charges against him. He's the crypto guy, right? Is that's enough? I don't have to say anymore, right?
Yeah,
Sam Bankman. He's that guy, the crypto guy. The judge is going to drop some charges, and they're going to charge him with some other stuff later on. So they're severing 5 of the 13 charges against him. How do we reach into the Bahamas? Because that's where all of the crooked stuff happened. It wasn't here. It was, he bribed the Chinese. He bribed the Bahamians. Bahamas, kind of like going down into what's the name of that island where everybody goes?
The Cayman Islands.
The Caymans, right. Yeah, the Bahamas is kind of like that. But China is becoming a new haven for crooks. What a surprise, right? The crooks are going to China now to put their money. The only problem is that already they found that some of the crooks that put their money in Chinese banks are losing it because the Chinese just take it. So I guess just rewards, just desserts, right? Anyway, so apparently... Well, the Chinese got $40 million out of this guy. He was trying to bribe them to unfreeze some trading account, and they just kept the money. I mean, they have no... The Chinese government hasn't... there's no such thing as ethics. They don't have any. They have no scruples. They have no ethics. I'm not talking about the Chinese people. I'm talking about the Chinese government. They'll do anything. It's like the mob. It's like the mafia. That's what they are.
But I feel like the mob and mafia, I feel like they do have ethics. They do have their own code.
A credo, yes. They do that. All right. Are you surprised to see Bill Cosby's name in the news again? Not a lot of people are talking about this because I think we're talked out when it comes to Cosby. But in case you didn't know, he's been sued by a bunch of women in Nevada who claim they were drugged, they were sexually assaulted. Now, this on top of all the other stuff that's happened. This is in the 90s, actually going back to the 70s, 80s, and 90s. The suit was filed the other day in the District of Nevada. This is a result of a law that was passed this year that eliminates the statute of limitations for sexual assault victims. Ha! That's interesting. I didn't know that happened. Did you know that that had taken place?
The elimination of the statute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that there's no statute of limitations for sexual assault, like there's no statute of limitations for murder. So Cosby, in this case, is accused of sexual assault, battery, assault with intent to inflict emotional distress.
Well, the question is, why was there ever a limit to begin with?
I guess that would be because men made the rules and they weren't too concerned about women, I would say. Wouldn't you? Can't you? You can come up with that. Right? There's a whole laundry list. I'm looking at the names of all these women in Nevada. He was sentenced to 3 to 10 in Pennsylvania back in 2018 for the same charges, basically. And that was overturned when the Pennsylvania Supreme Court concluded the prosecution's never occurred due to a deal that he cut with the Montgomery County prosecutor. But he, even though he keeps saying, I didn't do anything wrong. But I thought he was in jail, though, still. Isn't he still in jail for something else?
He was released from jail, and I'm blanking on why. Yeah, he was out. He was out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway.
And he has failing health.
Yeah, he's 90. What is he, 92, 93?
He's blind.
Somebody, he's losing his sight. Yep. All right, here's the story of Michelle Lee, 90 years old. Listen to this old babe. She's still limber. She got a judo belt, right? There are only six people her age who have this judo belt. She started martial arts in 1955. She was on an Olympic team in 1964. And she's become the chairman of the British Judo National Coach. She's the British Judo Team and all this stuff. 90. The story here is that she's 90, and she's a judo expert. That's the story. Pretty much bottom line. Think of those of you who are 90, those of you who are 80, those of you who are 70. Can you imagine yourself? There are probably some of you who can do this.
I was going to say, even some people who are 40 who think, oh, I'm getting
can't do it.
No, go for it.
Yeah, exactly. Lose some
weight.
Use
it or lose it.
Yep, there you go. All right, let's see here. This story, another person, Jace Wiggins, 9-year-old. Listen to this. She's in the fourth grade in Baltimore. Saved a classmate's life by carrying out the Heimlich maneuver in school. Last week, classmate choked on a water bottle cap during a class party.
Oh, this is one of those things that people forget how dangerous it is. People, especially kids, they'll chew on the top and not realize that the cap's not fully on.
Yep.
Kids, babies, toddlers, choking on these all the time.
Yeah, wow. So this 9-year-old had the presence of mind to save a classmate by performing Heimlich. Good for her. She's a hero for sure. 48 after the hour on Good Day.
Attention residents, be advised. The Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board has once again increased the price of wine and spirits. We are here to help. To avoid paying this increase, shop with Total Wine and More and save up to 40%. We will continue to offer the absolute lowest prices. Visit Total Wine and More, offering the lowest prices for over 30 years and counting. Drink responsibly, B21.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. You know, one of the things I'm proudest of is that we have been doing this for many years. You and I talking and us talking on the air about Calitrin and the website toploss.com.
It's one of the reasons I love my job so much is, you know, seeing people really making progress with their health and their well-being and even mental health. You know, when you've carried around a lot of weight for a long time and you start to lose the weight after you had given up, really, you know, a lot of people, you give up.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen. Buy 2 months' supply, this is what will happen.
We've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more. 1 month, you're probably not going to see just a whole lot with weight loss, maybe some inch loss, less bloating. Really around the 1 month mark is when you start seeing that healthy weight loss, and healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Use the discount code Dougie at free shipping, but there's so many different possibilities because they've been around for so long. There are a lot of different things they've done to help folks out buy the product. That's it. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did.
clean your blocked arteries, and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The 21st of June, we celebrate summertime, summertime, summertime. What better way to enjoy than get out and have some fun? Take a good walk with your dog, your pet. I don't know. You can't take a cat, though. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. You ever take cats out on a walk? Who takes cats out on a walk?
Of course.
Really?
All of the cats I've lived with walked on a leash and harness. And in fact,
really?
I would say a percentage of my listeners have taught their dogs, their cats rather, to walk on a leash and harness.
Okay. Good for them. Somebody sent me a question. Listen, what do you want me to, where do we go with that conversation? When pets die, how are their remains handled? This is something I read. This is L.A. Magazine, coming back from L.A., the last time when I was out there for the Gracies a couple of weeks ago, I grabbed the L.A. I like the L.A., not L.A. Times. I don't like the L.A. Times. The L.A. Magazine, though, is always interested. So there's a section. You probably know this section, written by Chris Lamag, and I think that's probably short for L.A. Mag, but I like the name Chris Lamag. How about that? Anyway, when pets die in L.A., how do their remains get handled? And so I thought that was an interesting question, not just for L.A., but in general. What happens to a pet? Do they get buried in cemeteries? I know that there's a part of a pet cemetery in Forest Lawn, isn't there? Don't I remember that? Somewhere out there?
I'm not sure there's one at Forest Lawn, but, you know, it's interesting. It's an interesting topic because it depends on your relationship with your pet. Some people consider this their dog or this their cat. Or someone like you or someone like myself, this is my family member that has 4 legs.
So I have Charlotte's remains, her ashes, in the nightstand by my bed.
I have right now, alongside my desk, I have the ashes of several of my pets, and in my night table upstairs where I sleep is my collar. It's not my collar, but I caught from the first dog I ever lived with, Smokey. So, you know, it depends.
I have Charlotte's collar. Yeah. I have her on the night post, that side of the bed by where the ashes are. I have her collar, and I have her leash.
Well, let me throw something at you, okay? And I talked about this on my show. Are there times when you're by yourself that all of a sudden you smell Charlotte? Or a dog or a cat? It happens to me.
That's very interesting you ask that question. I was changing the sheets the other day on my bed. Isn't it funny? This is like synchronicity with my friend Uri Geller. The same sort of thing, thinking about what it is that what is there about that odor, if that's what it is, or that not fragrance, but the smell, the scent, maybe that's the better word for it, that is part of, and you know what, it may come from the leash and the collar that I have hanging on the bed.
I know, call me eccentric and get online, but
no.
I just think it's in the brain. I think that there are certain smells that you live with that make you feel good, that make you calm and comfortable. For some people, it's a certain smell on a candle. Some people, it's a different smell. For me, there are times, and I can't explain it, but there are times I might be sitting around or writing my show or I'm putting a thing together in terms of whether dogs are wagging their tail left or right, what that means. But the bottom line is sometimes that smell will just come into my mind, and sometimes a tear will come out of my eye, or sometimes a smile thinking of something stupid that they did.
Yep.
I think people don't talk about it, but I think people's memories of their pet vary from scent to sound. Some people say they hear their dogs.
I think I thought at first after Charlotte died in 2015, I'd had her for almost 15 years, the urge to not have another bulldog. I was with somebody at the time, and we adopted a Staffordshire. Great, great, wonderful, wonderful dog. And then she and I went our separate ways, so I got Daisy. I thought at first I didn't really know that I wanted to have another bulldog, but I am so happy to have this dog. She's so wonderful. She's different than Charlotte, but yet she reminds me of Charlotte in a very good way. And the love, I just love, love, love this little girl.
Part of a dog is what's the input from their guardian. And so, of course, she's going to be very similar to Charlotte. My dogs will have similar traits because it's the way I treat them. So there are certain reactions I get from them. I just think that you never, ever, ever, you know, you may forget certain people in your life, but for some reason, they're so imprinted in our brain that we just, for most people, they're just with us our whole lives. I mean, I can still remember almost, and listen, I've had as many as 60 dogs, 30 cats, 22 rabbits, 6 chickens, 6 ducks, and 2 pet pigs all at one time up in Cobleskill. And I can remember every single one of them, and I buried every single one of them myself.
Well, I can tell you that for cows, the cows I've had over the years, there's some I've been very close to, and I am now. And they certainly hold that place, not the same place that Charlotte did and Daisy does, but still there's a closeness there. The human-animal connection and the bond. It's a fabulous thing to celebrate, and we do it every week with Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here on Good Day.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.